Welcome to the Essence of Health Tea Time Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Shayla Toombs Withers. As a double board certified family and obesity medicine physician with over 12 years of experience in medicine, I teach motivated individuals how to achieve their desired quality of life while preventing and reversing chronic diseases. It's tea time. Part of your health journey is most challenging? Is it the actual effort of sticking to a plan? The cooking and the meal planning? The exercise routine? Not enough time for everything you think you need to do? Or the confusion of it all? If you said yes to any of these obstacles, then keep listening to learn how you can smash these problems just by checking your email. You check your email inbox every day already. But what if checking your inbox brought you better health instead of the stress it sometimes can bring? Well, I have news for you. You can improve your health, get a jump start on improving your health conditions, and start to feel like a better version of you just by checking your email inbox over the next 5 days when you join the free Nourish and Flourish 5-Day Challenge. You'll get health tips, actionable videos, a goal and habit tracker, and healthy recipes every day for 5 days. Better health is the best investment you'll ever make, and this is only a small investment of your time. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. The Nourish and Flourish 5-Day Challenge was designed to set the foundation for healthy habits for life. Say yes to yourself today and sign up now at drshayla.com/NF Challenge. I'll also place these details in the show notes. The essence of health is in you. See you in your inbox. I'm excited to announce that our group metabolic coaching program, the Mind Body Balance Collective, has started, and we are ready for you to come and join us. Within this monthly program, we'll work together to not only develop your personalized plan to improve your condition of insulin resistance, lower your blood sugar, lose weight, re-energize your body, and keep you feeling your best self, but we'll also get you off of that fat diet hamster wheel for good by giving you a sustainable plan that actually works within your busy schedule to keep you in good health. And best of all, you'll be amongst a safe, encouraging group of cheerleaders there to support you along the way. The Mind Body Balance Collective is where you want to be. Head on over to drshayla.com/MBBC to enroll now, and let's get started today. It's tea time. A widely known fact that is also the sobering truth is that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Even more shocking, while we often think of heart disease as a man's problem, it actually kills more women than all forms of cancer combined. Did you know that cardiovascular disease claims the life of one woman every 80 seconds in the United States? An episode of the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast is typically 15 to 20 minutes long. Now you do the math on that. While this information may sound frightening, today's episode is not about doom and gloom. I'll be spilling the tea on lipid testing, what your standard cholesterol test may not be telling you. Here's the crucial point. The American Heart Association tells us the simple truth that most cardiovascular diseases can still be prevented with education and healthy lifestyle changes. And I agree. But prevention starts with you, your understanding of your cardiovascular risk, and your willingness to be in the driver's seat of improving your health. Now keep listening and get this tea. How many times have you gone for your yearly checkup, you got your preventative lab work done, and your doctor told you that your cholesterol was high, or that your cholesterol was borderline high, or even your cholesterol is too high? So now here's your statin medication to get started with. But what does any of this actually mean? And more importantly, what does it mean to your overall health and your risk of heart disease? One thing for you to note is that it's more important than a simple good or bad cholesterol number. Risk factors for cardiovascular disease include high blood pressure or hypertension, high blood cholesterol, smoking, lack of physical activity, and obesity. For women, further risk factors include menopause, use of birth control pills, and bilateral oophorectomy, which is removal of your ovaries, and premenopausal women, because this sends those women into early menopause. While some of these risks are unavoidable due to a variety of reasons, what you put on your plate and how you move your body and what you do with your lifestyle are things that you can certainly decide. Let's start with the basics of cholesterol testing. A simple blood test can give you your cholesterol levels. Cholesterol screening is recommended as early as 9 to 11 years old, with the focus on identifying genetic lipid disorders and early risk factors for childhood health conditions. For adults aged 20 to 39 years old with average risk for heart disease, cholesterol screening is recommended every 4 to 6 years. However, if you have a condition like diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, previously had high cholesterol or other risk factors, you likely should be screened more frequently, as we do know that heart disease often doesn't develop overnight. And just because you're a young adult doesn't mean that you aren't at risk for being well on your way to your first heart attack or stroke. Now, once you get to age 40, you should receive cholesterol screening every 4 to 6 years as well. However, your atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease score, or we'll just call it ASCVD score, should also be calculated and used to determine your chance of having a cardiac event within the next 10 years. The ASCVD score is a calculation that takes into account your age, sex assigned at birth, your race, your cholesterol levels, your blood pressure, your diabetes status, and smoking habits to estimate a person's 10-year risk of developing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, ASCVD, which is caused by plaque buildup in your arterial walls, which includes heart attacks, strokes, blockage of blood vessels, peripheral vascular disease, and aneurysms of your larger vessels within your body, like your aorta. There are lots of online ASCVD score calculators that you can access yourself as well to gain a better understanding of your risk. Now, with traditional cholesterol testing, you may hear it referred to as a lipid panel. Lipids is a general term for fatty compounds that include cholesterol, triglycerides, and phospholipids. Cholesterol is a waxy, fat-like substance found within your body that is necessary for good health. It is made in your liver, and a certain amount of cholesterol is essential for bodily functions within our cells and within our hormones. Your body makes the necessary amount of cholesterol it needs for proper functioning. So the remainder of cholesterol that you develop comes from the foods you eat, particularly from animal-based foods and animal products, since their bodies also make cholesterol, as did yours. And oils, including coconut oil, palm oil, and avocado oil that are high in saturated fat can increase your risk for making your cholesterol too high as well. This is why consuming predominantly plant-based foods and avoiding oils in your diet is going to be very important to reduce your risk for heart disease and its complications. Now, back to the labs. A cholesterol screening test will typically break down your total cholesterol into other components, including low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, otherwise known as bad cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein, or HDL, otherwise known as good cholesterol, and triglycerides. LDL, or bad cholesterol, is used by the body to build the walls or membranes of cells in your body. I once heard a good description of LDL that I'll share with you. Think of the LDL particles in your body as tiny delivery trucks that are responsible for carrying cholesterol through your bloodstream, which is the highway for your body. These trucks are supposed to deliver cholesterol to your cells to help your body with those necessary functions like building cell membranes and producing essential hormones. But here's the problem. When there are too many of these LDL particle trucks on your blood vessel highways, they can start causing traffic jams. Now, folks, I'm originally from Atlanta, so I've seen my fair share of traffic jams. And for anyone who has been sitting in traffic, you've witnessed the calamity that can happen. Well, within your blood vessel highways, when the LDL particle trucks get backed up because there are simply just too many of them on the road, then some of these trucks crash into your artery walls, dropping and losing some of their cholesterol cargo along your blood vessel highway, which can build up over time into what we call plaque formations. The more buildup in your blood vessels, now the highway is blocked and blood can't flow freely, leading to those cardiovascular events, depending on which vessel highways are affected, including heart attacks and strokes. Here's where HDL or good cholesterol comes into play. So HDL is your street sweeper crew. The HDL comes along, cruising through your blood vessel highways, picking up that excess cholesterol that the LDL particle trucks just littered along the highway, and the street sweeper crew take it back to your liver for processing. This is why having a high HDL is actually a good thing, because the more cleanup crews you have along the blood vessel highway, the better maintained your highways will be to allow that blood to flow freely. Now, for women, get this tea. Research shows that women typically have higher HDL levels than men before menopause, thanks to estrogen. Estrogen acts on the liver, stimulating it to produce more good cholesterol or HDL and lowering bad cholesterol or LDL, giving some protection from cardiovascular disease. However, as estrogen levels drop for women as we enter menopause, it also affects this cholesterol balance, which is one reason why cardiovascular disease risk actually increased during this time. So it's important to maintain good overall health because while you can't stop your natural progression to menopause, being aware of its impact can help guide your health and wellness decisions. If you're frustrated with your weight, taking more medications than you'd like to, have been told that you are at risk for the development of a chronic preventable disease, or just are not feeling in the best of health, then I'm talking to you. Why? Because you're tired of fad dieting. You know it's time for a change, and you want a sustainable plan to improve your health. If you have found yourself at this place in life, well, I have developed a program that's just for you. It's called The Essence of Health, and it's your prescription for transformation. My goal with this program is to give you the tools needed to create sustainable lifestyle changes within a group coaching setting, along with one-to-one individualized coaching to give you a personalized path to health that's just for you. The benefits are priceless, so join today. Head on over to eohcoaching.com to learn more. The essence of health is in you. Let's get back to our lipid panel. Triglycerides are also a type of fat and are a part of our lipid panel. However, they have a bit different function in our bodies. While cholesterol is used to build cells and hormones, triglycerides are more focused on energy storage. When you eat, your body will use the calories that it needs for functioning, and it will convert any excess calories it doesn't need to use right away into triglycerides. The triglycerides are stored in your fat cells. The stored triglycerides are later released by your hormones to use for energy between meals. But here's the process tea. High triglycerides can be a sign that your lifestyle and your dietary habits may need some refinement. If you regularly eat more calories than your body needs, particularly from those processed high-carb foods, you know, the good stuff, the chips, the cookies, the packaged snacks, crackers, soda, you may develop high triglycerides, also known as hypertriglyceridemia. Overindulgence in alcohol can also contribute to this as well. Now, you may be wondering, why does any of this matter? It matters because remember, triglycerides are still fat, and too high levels of triglycerides can cause some serious health problems, including hardening of the arteries or thickening of the artery walls, which increases your risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart disease. Very high triglyceride levels can also cause acute inflammation of the pancreas, known as pancreatitis. Extremely high triglyceride levels can affect your body's ability to properly break down fats, leading to a condition called multifactorial chylomicronemia syndrome, which can cause symptoms like short-term memory loss, swelling of your liver and spleen, significant stomach pain, and skin changes. So this is not a game, folks. This is why triglyceride levels can sometimes be the first sign that your lifestyle really needs some immediate adjustments. These four values of knowing your total cholesterol, your LDL, your HDL, and your triglycerides can be evaluated further by your doctor to help even more with determining your cardiovascular disease risk by looking at the ratios of how one of these values compares to the other. For instance, the total cholesterol to HDL ratio. If we were to compare your total cholesterol number to your HDL number, this would be a strong predictor of your overall cardiovascular health. Think of it this way. The ratio tells us about the balance between all of the cholesterol in your body and your street sweeper crew, their capacity to clean it up. If your total cholesterol is a bit higher than normal, but your HDL is also adequately high, you may have enough street sweepers to keep your highway blood vessels maintained. But if your HDL is too low, your risk for those traffic buildups on your blood vessel highways will be higher. You can calculate your own total cholesterol to HDL ratio by dividing the total cholesterol number by your HDL number. Optimally, you want this ratio number to be equal to or less than 3.5, as this level or below is associated with a lower risk of coronary heart disease. Your triglyceride to HDL ratio is another important comparison. This ratio is particularly useful in assessing your risk of cardiovascular disease and insulin resistance. Remember that high triglycerides typically are associated with dietary intake of highly processed carbohydrate foods. And higher triglyceride to HDL ratios often indicate insulin resistance, which can lead to inflammation and increased cardiovascular risk. So this ratio is a pretty powerful indicator of both. Now, to calculate your triglyceride to HDL ratio, divide your triglyceride number by your HDL number. Optimally, you want this ratio number to be equal to or less than 1.5. Another important comparison that can come from your lipid panel is your LDL to HDL ratio. This tells us the balance of bad cholesterol to good cholesterol and is a significant predictor of cardiovascular risk. Remember that when you have all of those cholesterol-filled LDL particle trucks on your blood vessel highways, you want to make sure that you have enough street sweeper crew members or HDL to keep your blood vessel highways maintained and functioning for proper blood flow. Optimally, you want this ratio number to be equal to or less than 2 for reducing your cardiovascular risk. Now, as with many things in science and in medicine, research continues to emerge with more advanced testing that can be done with cholesterol to further determine our cardiovascular risk. Think of the previously discussed lipid panel as your open window, and these more advanced tests as more of your telescope lens to give you more detailed information about your cardiovascular health. Several advanced lipid tests can be performed, including apolipoprotein B, lipoprotein A, small dense LDL cholesterol, lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2, and high sensitivity C-reactive protein. I'm going to break these down a bit for us. Apolipoprotein B gives us insight into the total number of actual plaque-causing particles you're carrying in your bloodstream. It gives us a further breakdown of the types of LDL particles circulating in your body, including very low density lipoprotein or VLDL and intermediate density lipoprotein or IDL. Think of it this way. Apolipoprotein B takes our LDL particle trucks where they're going. So it's sort of like the wheels on the truck. The apolipoprotein B wheels, however, only lends itself to helping the LDL trucks, not the street sweeper crew. But because the apolipoprotein B wheels are helping the LDL trucks, it can further assess how heavy or how dense the LDL is that is being carried through our blood vessels, which in turn can give even more information regarding just how bad your LDL cholesterol actually is, because apolipoprotein B is specifically telling us how many of your trucks are actually dropping those plaques along your blood vessel highways. Optimal levels of apolipoprotein B can vary based upon your personal risk factors, so definitely review these results with your doctor. Now, while we're thinking about the heaviness or density of our LDL particle trucks, let's discuss our small, dense LDL cholesterol marker. It's another advanced test that shows one's increased risk for cardiovascular disease. Think of the small, dense LDL particles as small, compact cars on your blood vessel highways. Even though your LDL particle trucks are dropping and losing LDL particles along your blood vessel highway because they're too full, your small, dense LDL particles can still zip through along the highway, causing even more damage to your blood vessels. Smaller particles of LDL actually carry more risk for heart disease than its larger counterparts. Due to its smaller size, these particles can readily slip through the lining of the blood vessels, getting embedded into the wall of those vessels, where it can then trigger inflammation and even more plaque formation, blocking the flow of blood. So you definitely want this number to be low, ideally less than 35 milligrams per deciliter, to optimize your cardiovascular health. Elevated lipoprotein A levels are also associated with increased cardiovascular risk, but can be thought of as more of a risk factor of inheritance. The American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association include lipoprotein A as a risk-enhancing factor within their guidelines, particularly for individuals with a family history of premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or plaque-forming type of heart disease, causing heart attacks and strokes. This particular test is usually recommended for people younger than age 65 who have had a heart attack, those with a family history of premature heart disease, and those with elevated LDL cholesterol that hasn't improved much, even with the use of statin medications, since it occurs largely due to genetic risk and doesn't fluctuate much in response to modifiable lifestyle risks, like our other cholesterol factors. But this is also why optimizing those factors that you do have control over are important, because there will always be other factors that we can't control. There are other advanced cardiac markers associated with inflammation that can be measured to determine your cardiovascular risk, including lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2 and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. Lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2 is an inflammatory promoting enzyme that binds to LDL. It can be thought of as an early alarm system for your cardiovascular risk, as its presence with elevated levels in your bloodstream are strongly linked to an increased risk of having a coronary event like a heart attack or stroke. Now, while not strictly a lipid test, high sensitivity C-reactive protein is crucial in advanced cardiovascular testing because it measures inflammation throughout your body. This inflammation measure is associated with atherosclerosis or plaque buildup in your blood vessel highways, increasing your risk for heart attack. Elevated high sensitivity C-reactive protein can also be an indication of increased risk for diabetes, which is also a risk factor for heart disease. High sensitivity C-reactive protein is stratified into three risk categories. Low risk is going to be less than one. Average risk is going to be 1 to 3, and high risk is going to be greater than 3. Individuals in the high risk greater than 3 category have 2 times the risk for cardiovascular events compared to those in the lower risk category. Now, you might be wondering when you may benefit from having these advanced tests beyond the typical lipid screening recommendations. Based upon current research, you may benefit if you have a family history of early heart disease. Your standard lipid panel results don't quite align with your overall health picture, and you and your doctor may be weighing the risk and benefits of medication therapy. You have autoimmune conditions or chronic inflammation, you're approaching or going through menopause, or if you have unexplained cardiovascular symptoms despite normal basic lipid panels. When it comes to improving your cholesterol levels and reducing your cardiovascular risk, there are several medication options available, including the popular known statin medications. But I won't go into medication options on this episode, but stay tuned to a future episode and I'll dive into the available options. But now, here's the inspirational tea that you should make sure you understand is that cardiovascular disease is largely preventable. Particularly in women, nearly 75% of coronary heart disease cases can be prevented with better lifestyle choices such as not smoking, exercising regularly, and eating a healthful plant-forward diet. Now, let's dive into what I would consider the most empowering part of our discussion beyond just that knowledge that you've gotten, because knowledge is power. But now, here's how you can actively improve your cardiovascular health through lifestyle choices, particularly through a whole food plant-based diet, exercise, and stress management. Let's talk about the whole food plant-based nutrition. Now, research has shown that a properly planned whole food plant-based diet can reduce your bad cholesterol significantly and even in just a few weeks. But this is the fascinating part is how it works just on multiple levels. So one is the fiber intake within plant-based foods. Plant-based foods are rich in fiber that work together for your heart health. Plant-based foods also carry insoluble fiber that's helpful for your gut health and gut bacteria, which we now know is crucial in our cardiovascular health, in our brain health, in our mental health, in our weight management, in so many things. So to get more fiber within your diet, you want to focus on unprocessed whole grains because remember we talked about those processed carbohydrates contributing to your higher triglycerides. But focusing on those unprocessed carbohydrates like still cut oatmeal, barley, farro, quinoa, brown rice, those are going to be good options. Ground flax seeds and chia seeds as well. Dark leafy greens and beans. These are all great options to give you healthful plant-based fiber that's going to be for your heart health and for lowering your cholesterol and cardiovascular risk. The other key component to plant-based foods are that they contain phytosterols, which are actually cholesterol-fighting type of nutrients found in plant-based foods. So it's like having natural cholesterol medicine, if you will. The best sources for these are once again going to be those dark leafy green vegetables, nuts and seeds like almonds and walnuts, avocado, which is a healthful source of fat, not avocado oil, because remember what we discussed with the oils in your triglycerides. Once again, those whole grains are going to give you an excellent source of phytosterols and legumes or beans. Another key component in those plant-based foods are going to be the antioxidants that you're going to get, which is going to be helpful in fighting oxidation from the bad cholesterol because oxidized LDL or oxidized bad cholesterol can be dangerous for our arteries and increase that inflammation and those hardening of our blood vessels. So foods that are high in those protective antioxidants are going to be berries, especially blueberries and strawberries, because those antioxidants are actually in the natural pigment of those fruits. Your dark leafy greens. You hear a resounding theme here? Eat the dark leafy greens. And then other colorful vegetables, because those antioxidants are within the pigment of those vegetables. Now, the next key is exercise. And you aren't just exercising just to burn calories, but physical activity when it comes to cholesterol and cardiovascular health is actually helpful for increasing your HDL, that good cholesterol, because you want lots of street sweepers out there keeping your blood vessel highways clean. Regular exercise is also going to be helpful for reducing inflammation, so lowering those CRP risks, like we talked about. It's going to be helpful for maintaining a healthful blood pressure, which will further lower your cardiovascular risk And here's another key to exercise. It's helpful for improving your insulin sensitivity and insulin balance, which can help improve diabetes, because remember, diabetes is a cardiovascular and cholesterol risk, and helpful for the triglycerides, because remember, those triglycerides are tied to those processed carbohydrates. So by exercising, it actually helps your body to keep your blood sugar and your insulin levels at a better balance. Optimally for exercise, from the American Heart Association, you should be aiming for about 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week. Moderate activity is going to be like brisk walking, swimming, cycling, dancing, something that really gets your heart rate up. You should also aim for 2 to 3 sessions of strength training. You can use the stretchy resistance bands, you can use dumbbells, kettlebells, or you can even do body weight exercises like push-ups. Those are all great for maintaining your cardiovascular health. The other key to maintaining your cardiovascular health and your cholesterol metabolism and lowering inflammation is sleep. And not just any old sleep, but quality sleep. Yes, you can listen to previous episodes of the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast where I specifically talk about sleep, especially as it relates to insulin resistance. And we know that insulin resistance is a part of cholesterol and heart health. But just the key reminder that you need to be getting at least 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep, dark, cool environment in your bedroom, and keeping a routine schedule so that you optimize the quality of your sleep. And now, the key component as well that often gets overlooked is stress management. A lot of times we're, on the go, the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And things get stressful, but when we are more stressed, that actually raises the inflammation within our body, that raises our blood pressure, it impacts negatively our cholesterol, and puts us at risk for cardiovascular disease. So you want to take a moment to get that proper sleep for stress management, but also meditate or pray, whatever works for you. Deep breathing. Spend time outdoors to boost your happy hormones and help your mental health. Make social connections within community engagement or even yoga or Tai Chi, gentle types of exercises to reduce your stress and therefore reduce your inflammation and improve your cardiovascular disease. Now, if you are looking for a comprehensive, holistic approach to improving your health and lowering your cardiovascular risk, I invite you to visit the Essence of Health website and schedule your free consultation with me today. Within our Lifestyle Medicine membership program, we get to the root cause of your health concerns, go into depth with practical and tangible solutions to prevent and reverse your preventable risk factors and improve your overall health and wellness using evidence-based approaches, medication management, and optimizing holistic therapeutic approaches as well. Virtual services are now offered in many states, so check out our website. Now that you've gotten another heart-healthy dose of the tea with me today, be sure to share the wealth by liking and subscribing to this podcast and share this episode with your family, your friends, and your colleagues so that they too can reap the benefits. Remember, the essence of health is in you. Thank you for joining me today on the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast. Click the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss a moment of the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast. Check out the show notes to obtain your free tips for healthy living guide to get you started on your health and wellness path. Follow me on social media at Essence of Health Wellness Clinic on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and at dr.tw@eohwc on TikTok. Interested in becoming a member of the Essence of Health Coaching Program? Well, head on over to www.eohcoaching.com. The essence of health is in you.